כן, אז אנחנו נלמד בתלמוד עשר הספירות.
So we're going to be learning from the study of the ten spherot in the first volume, second part,
בהסתכלות פנימית, פרק ב', אות י' ט'.
Letter 19. Once again, Tess, first volume, part 2, letter
19.
Title, Explaining Reflected Light. A new light was born and emerged by the above encounter and striking, like sunlight on a mirror, meaning on a glass that is painted on the other side, the lines of the sun cannot pass through the mirror because of the paint on the other side. Consequently, the lines of the sun return backwards and produce a glitter of light. In much the same way, when the upper light meets the force of the restriction in phase 4, called screen, the screen turns it back to its root. However, in this case, there is no issue of concealment. On the contrary, the return of the upper light from phase 4 upwards is regarded as a new and special light. It mounts the upper light, clothes it, and holds it within. Because of that, it is regarded as a vessel that receives the upper light.
Well, I don't see here for the time being any questions. This example also with the mirror is pretty understood. Let's hear what Kiev has to say. Vlad?
Да, так, дорогой Раф, а что это за пример вот с зеркалом, что закрашена внутренняя часть? Вот как...
What is this example with the mirror that it's painted in its inner parts?
He is telling you what reflected light is, where if we have glass, then glass transfers the direct light through it, emits it through it. But if we are talking about a mirror, then we say the difference between a mirror and glass is that there is a special layer there on the other side of the glass that does not let the light go through, and it throws it back, it sends it back, pushes it back. And this is the example for a spiritual vessel that doesn't want to receive directly the light within it, but rather it wants, first of all, in equivalence of form, to give just like the light comes to it. And to the extent in which they reach identity or identification and equal, then the light can be used in such a way, and they move together into the vessel after the screen.
А что это за сила? Вот, ну, в том примере это краска, которая сдерживает.
What is this force in this example and the paint that holds the light? And what in our example, the force that can return the light?
I don't want to be the receiver. I want to bestow to the giver just as he bestows to me. That's it. All together.
Так, а вот этот отраженный свет, вот это его, наше обратное отношение к Творцу, оно строится...
This reflected light, our attitude that we return to the Creator, what is it built from? Is it from sensations that comes to us from thoughts?
We talked about that in our first lesson today, exactly, that I have a desire to bestow, to give to the Creator. What's happening for me, to me? Why is this all of a sudden coming? This is coming to me by the reforming light. There's a special force that bestows upon me and suddenly awakens in me an attitude towards the Creator, to give, to bestow. And then I start to think, by what do I do this? So I have nothing I can do, but each thing I receive from him, I can receive in order to bestow to him. That's it, for him. That's how we build the force of bestowal.
To receive for him, meaning to be in connection with him? How can we receive for him?
We can bestow to the Creator only by receiving. How can I, through my reception from the Creator, to bestow to him? Only with the intention in which I receive from him, no matter how much I receive, as long as all of my reception will be under the decision of bestowal. That's it. Just as we are at the host, and we begin to receive from him all kinds of delights only in order to bring him contentment, meaning I must first put forth a restriction on myself so I don't receive for myself, and then a screen and reflected light, and only after that we can receive in order to bestow, such that our reception will only be for him. That's it. But you need to see here that you want to receive what he is giving, and your desire is big, as much as you're capable for it to be in the intention in order to bestow. Meaning there's an oppositeness here between the desire and the intention. A bigger desire to receive and to enjoy what he's giving, otherwise you won't bring him contentment. And the intention in order to bestow, in order to be in equivalence with him. He gives, you give too.
Так мы используем получение здесь просто как средство.
So we use reception here only as a means?
Of course, yes.
Выдерживать вот эту вот градуировку, что я здесь вот получаю, чтобы ему отдавать, а здесь я уже...
How to correctly to relate to this gradualness that on one place I receive for myself and on the other hand I receive for him?
That we need to check according to the degree of importance of the Creator in our eyes. Who's more important, my will to receive or the Creator? And this way I check and divide myself to two parts, where this part I can receive in order to bestow, but if I will use a little more than that, then it will be in order to receive. You need to think a lot about this, kind of all the time, turn it this way and that way and that way, talk about it between you in the ten, and then you'll see that these things start to become closer to you.
Так вот, если думать, вот вы говорите об этом чаще, там, в течение дня, можно так относиться ко всему?
If we think about it more over the course of the day, can we relate such to everything, every pleasure in our life?
Certainly, certainly, yes.
זה עניין של מצוות.
This is the matter of the mitzvot, of spiritual commandments, spiritual mitzvot. Yes.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
how can it be the intention filled with upper light and matter of the creation is desire?
But the intention rides upon the desire. It's just like he talks about the glass that has a certain covering on behind it. Then it becomes, although it receives, it actually bestows. It's exactly that same example with the mirror, where the intention not to receive actually becomes a condition for reception.
Yes, sorry. The created being enjoys in his intention. Is the intention like material matter in and of itself?
The intention has a desire to receive, and this desire to receive participates in this action. PT 14.
With respect to reflected light, can we speak of coarseness?
Yes, of course. The reflected light depends on the aviut, on the coarseness of the screen.
And this turns into a vessel of reception?
Well, that's how we say it. Well, let's say so, yes. No, that's it. That's the whole question. PT 19.
Bala Sulam here says, he speaks of the returning of the light from face 4 upwards is regarded as a new and special light. What is this a new and special light? What's new? What's special?
The reflected light is a new light that wasn't there before because it's created by the lower one. Hence, it wasn't in the creation prior to the lower one revealing in it the disparity of form from the creator and his not agreeing with this form. And then he comes to a state in which he rejects the form of reception and makes of it an opposite form in order to bestow.
There are conditions for this reflected light to generate it?
Yes, of course there are conditions. You have to be in a certain appreciation of the emanator in order to put a restriction upon your will to receive and to demand to have a desire to bestow to him. You need to come to such a preparation that you want to bestow to him.
That's what I wanted to ask you once. This reflected light, this coupling of beating, in the 10, we can do such a thing in our work together?
Now we will read the explanation of what a zivug of haka is, a coupling of clashing, and then we'll understand more. Please, Gilad.
Letter 20. The reflected light becomes a vessel of reception instead of phase 4. You should know that there are no other vessels of reception in the Rosh, the head of every Paltzuf, other than the above reflected light. The entire force of reception in this reflected light comes because it is born and stems from the striking in phase 4. Because it is a consequence of phase 4, it becomes a vessel of reception like it. This matter will be explained in full in part 3, for it belongs there.
We will continue. He didn't say much here.
21. Title: Reflected Light was the vessel of reception in the line. Now you can understand what we asked above. How can the upper light expand only in 3 phases while there are no vessels of reception in these phases. From the preceding explanation, you can see that now the reception of that light also stems only from phase four. However, it is accepted in the vessel of reception of the reflected light that rises from the coupling by striking in phase four. This reflected light is regarded as a vessel for reception in the line that extends from Ein Sof, from infinity, into the space, being exactly like phase four herself, namely, reception from infinity. Thus, now after the restriction that was missing in phase four, the reflected light that is generated by the screen in her takes her place. Understand this well.
Also, no questions. Probably in your reading, you're putting people to sleep. Yes, you need a little bit more, like kind of awaken them. And it's right that the words of our sages are heard in pleasant ways, but now there's a beginning of some. Let's see, Chadera.
Good morning, Rav. Not clear how the reflected light becomes a vessel. It's just, I know you explained it a few times in this lesson, others.
The reflected light is a condition. It's a condition that the will to receive can, to the extent of reflected light, receive in order to bestow. Hence, the reflected light is that condition which becomes like a kli, like a vessel. Because to the extent of the reflected light, the desire to receive can receive. Tel Aviv 3. Is he talking or not?
Okay. A vessel of reception. He feels that he receives, that's why it's called reception. Because, you know, the first phase also receives, but it's not a vessel of reception because it doesn't feel itself as receiving.
It depends on which state you're talking about. A kli is called that it's capable of receiving under the conditions that it's in. If there's a kli of reception, it's a sign that there is a will to receive and it has the conditions to receive in order to bestow. Because to start with, from the beginning of creation, there's a restriction already, and the will to receive itself stops being a vessel of reception. In its place comes the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light, and then the desire to receive works in the form of bestowal.
Well, I'm asking here, he's talking here about the first phase, then the previous, they weren't considered vessels of reception.
What's he asking, Gilad? Do you hear?
He's asking why are all the phases not considered vessels of reception other than phase four?
Except of Pchina Dalet of the fourth phase, because we see this from the expansion of light in the will to receive. The desire to receive changes from it, just like the light that bestows, and then it starts to awaken in it the desire to receive in the form of phase one, and then it becomes phase two, phase three, phase four. This is the four phases of direct light until it reaches Bchinat Dalet, the fourth phase, in which the will to receive is already disclosed in its final form, where it only wants to receive. Therefore, the fourth phase, Bchinat Dalet, is the complete kli, the complete vessel.
Mark 6.
Rav, can you say that receiving to bestow is to melt in the desires of the friend and to draw the light into them? need to focus that the Creator likes this connection to love Him.
You can't just say now and say, I'm talking something with my friends and I'm doing something with my friends, and that's bestowal already. There's no such thing. Don't move this in a direct way into connection to people. And it will already be bestowal. It will be bestowal only under the condition that it will truly be in order to bestow, where you're not taking into account your state, but rather the state of the other, and then you bestow to the other from all your abilities. Then it's considered in order to bestow.
Moscow 1.
Выходит, что все, что получают от Као, это впечатление.
It turns out that everything that we receive from the line is by reflection.
I didn't understand what you're saying.
Если четвертая стадия передает предыдущие впечатления от сокращения.
Passes some impression from the restriction to the previous one, the previous phase. And it's like a state in which the light is in the line. What the line receives is the impression from the restriction.
I still don't understand exactly what you're saying. The fourth phase receives because that's how she's built, to receive. And she has no other possibility to. Now, after she receives, she starts to feel how opposite she is. Only after she receives, she feels how opposite she is from the zero phase, from the root phase, the shorish, which is the emanator. And then because she feels this huge gap between her and the emanator, she restricts herself and doesn't want to use her will to receive. Because of the sorrow of her being the receiver in opposite to the emanator is much greater than that which she can enjoy from receiving of the light. And that's why she has been disqualified from receiving the light at that point. And from this point onwards, she uses her coarseness only in order to bestow. At which point, there's the installment of a screen, and she works in reflected light and works in the form of in order to bestow.
Latin 8.
Rav, buenas noches. Una pregunta. La luz retornante.
Good evening, Rav.
La misma luz de Hasadim.
Is reflected light the same thing like light of mercy?
No, it's not the same thing, but it's similar. It's similar. But don't make it as equal as the reflected light is the light of Hasadim. No. But it's a light of bestowal. Just like the light of Hasadim is. In that you're right. But there are many discernments between them. PT
27.
The fourth phase that receives and wants to do this work that will be for the Creator. That all the work is for the reflected light. Does it matter what's received in the fourth phase? If it's pleasures or something that's felt as suffering, is it the same work towards the Creator? Is there some ability to take suffering and work for it towards the Creator?
There's no work in spirituality towards the suffering. In spirituality, it's considered that we are in contact with the Creator. And then we discover only pleasures that come our way. And then our calculation is only how much we can receive in order to bestow. And then the sufferings that might be are only felt in the fourth phase itself. And this is out of it having a problem of working in order to bestow. But it's not that we receive from above suffering.
Meaning that in the beginning of the work, the intent to bestow reflected light is that initially there's a justification of the Creator as the good that does good and everything that comes?
That's called the masach, the screen that is before the will to receive, yes.
Yeah, Rav. The last sentence from the last paragraph in letter 21, thus, now after the restriction that was missing in phase 4, the reflected light that is generated by the screen in her takes her place. This seems to be lacking details. Will it be further explained in part 3?
Of course, we will learn a lot more about this. For the time being, he doesn't even explain it. He's just saying with two words and he's moving onwards.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро. Малхут делает сокращение, потому что ощущает Творца как дающего. Как нам ощутить
Творца? Good morning. Malchut does a restriction because it feels the Creator as the giver. How can we feel the Creator as the giver?
I didn't hear the question well.
How do we feel the Creator as the giver?
We don't feel the Creator at all. How to feel that He's the giving? He's giving. I need to be in equivalence of form with Him somewhat, and then, according to the equivalence of form with Him, I'll feel Him as the giver. Otherwise we can't feel the Creator too, but only as the giver. That's His role, to only give. He doesn't have vessels of reception.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, мировой Кли. У меня вопрос. Всегда ли сила отраженного света?
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Is the force of the reflected light always equal to the screen?
Only to the extent in which there is a screen, the screen is capable of developing reflected light. And therefore, reflected light and the screen are connected together. Yes.
Спасибо. PT-19.
PT-19.
To generate this reflected light, we need to be already in the quality of bestowal, or is this on the way?
The reflected light itself is bestowal.
So we can't do this action to return reflected light on our level?
How can you? How can you reflect reflected light? How can you somewhat relate to the Creator if you only have vessels of reception?
So what is force of overcoming that I'm doing in the 10?
If you perform the forces of overcoming upon your will to receive, and you use your will to receive because that's all you have in order to bestow, then really by that you will be able to turn to the Creator and to really bestow to Him.
But we need to be already in the quality of bestowal. All the work that we do, I thought, is in order to reach reflected light, right?
Right, right. That's what we talked about in the first lesson today, that we need the reflected light, that we need a relationship, a way to relate to the Creator in order to bestow, that we need to go above reason.
So we can do this in the 10 today? I mean, we're not in bestowal, right? But can we generate reflected light in the 10?
It's possible for everyone, but to the 10, not to an individual.
Yes, and the work on the 10 today?
Yes, of course. What do you mean, just today? It was always possible.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue.
Letter 22. title, the vessels of the 10 Sefirot of Rosh, of the head, are but roots for the vessels. It has already been explained that although there are four phases in the will to receive, not all of them are regarded as vessels for reception, but only phase four. We have also learned that the vessel for the reception of this line, which extends from Ensof, from infinity, into the space after the restriction, is actually the reflected light that ascends from the screen in phase four. Because it stems from phase four, she renders it capable of being a vessel of reception. It will be explained that this reflected light does not complete its qualification of becoming a vessel for reception before it expands from its screen downwards. Consequently, the screen expands once more into 4 degrees, up to phase four. And these are the real vessels of the above line. However, the first four phases that were emanated by the power of coupling, by striking from the screen upward to the root, are regarded only as the roots of the vessels, because the force of the screen cannot ascend with that reflected light from its place upward. Hence, there is only light there, without any coarseness of screen. Hence, these are not real vessels, but only roots for them. Afterwards, when this reflected light expands downwards from the place of the screen, it leads the coarseness of the screen with it and becomes the real vessels. And there is nothing more to add here.
Meaning we have it here like this. The upper light comes, it comes until the screen, which rejects it in return, doesn't want to receive it. After the screen examines the extent in which it can receive in order to bestow, then it receives a part of it. Then it receives a part of it, and that's how the kli, the vessel, is completed. This reception, in order to bestow that we have here, this here is actually what the vessel can resemble the creator with, resemble the host with. And therefore we have here parts that are called the Rosh. And this is Toch. And this is Sof. Of the Partsuf. The place where the screen works is called Peh, or the mouth of the Partsuf. And that's it. That's how it works.
Grazie Rav. Il discernimento.
Thank you, Rav.
La luce riflessa è dovuta al discernimento di Binah.
This beginning of the reflected light is created from the discernment that Binah does inside the creature.
Reflected light comes from the sensation of the created being, of how much it is opposite to the creator and how much it needs to be similar to the creator, and thus it performs a restriction, and after the restriction it develops towards the giver such an attitude called reflected light, that I don't want to receive, but I want to return everything to you. And that's called reflected light. but we'll do it here as two. One here is direct light, two is reflected light, and three here is inner light.
Grazie. Quindi noi riusciamo a fare questo esercizio della luce riflessa in proporzione a quanto è forte la qualità di.
Okay, this means that we will be able here to perform this principle of the reflected light. We will also be able to give it according to the force of Bina that's in us.
Yes. The first is the bestowal of the Creator from above below. Yes, to the created being. And this is the desire to bestow the intention to the Creator. And this is the what we get as a result that the created being can receive. But this reception is like he bestows, as bestowal.
PT 24.
PT 24.
Ayam al pina al malchut ein sof.
About malchut of ein sof. Was it upon all the parts of malchut of ein sof?
What all parts? Restriction?
The restriction.
And
everything?
Restriction on all. Yes, on all parts, of course.
So how could it be that in the diagram there's a screen and there's like a part above the screen that doesn't participate in the restriction?
I didn't understand.
The screen isn't sitting on the apex of the, on the top.
The screen by us is in all this will to receive. Yes. And it checks what's possible to receive and what not. And after it checks, then it inserts inside, first of all, this is its first action. Its second action is that it inserts inside part of the light that it decides that it can bestow.
Maybe I'll try to ask again, Rav. This part that's called Rosh, is there any form of restriction upon it? Is it something that was that from Malchut of Ein Sof, or is it something that's created only after, is it after the restriction that was in Malchut of Ein Sof?
Malchut of infinity is the root for all development, and it is already decided that you can only receive on the intention to bestow. And thus Malchut of Ein Sof, Malchut of infinity, is that now comes to action that is here.
Okay, so how is there light in the Rosh where there's no influence of the screen upon it? And it looks, according to the diagram, that there's a part there where the screen has no influence there. The screen only influences from it downwards.
The screen doesn't influence on the Rosh, on the head, because it receives the upper lights in the head here, because here performed a restriction. Yes. And after the restriction, the first restriction, after the action of the restriction, it can perform other actions. And this is what it does. It calculates how much it can receive on the intention to bestow. In the action of restriction, it only stops receiving on the intention to receive. It doesn't want. And now it's going towards an action of bestowal. I decide I don't want anything from myself. That's restriction. Now, I want to see how much I am capable of giving to bestow. And that's already work in the Rosh, in the head of the Partsuf. And I calculate here how much I can receive on the intent to bestow. I finish my action in the peh, in the mouth here. Yes, in the peh, in the mouth. There's a decision on this action. And then I receive. In my will to receive, how much I decided to. That's called receiving in the toch. Chaver?
Haber group.
Who makes the calculation how much to bestow?
The will to receive that is entirely in the pit of the Partsuf.
What does it mean in the mouth of the Partsuf?
Where the will to receive feels that it is on the border between reception of the light and its will to receive, that is called the pe, the mouth of the Partsuf.
So it's the light is giving it the force of bestowal? The light gives it how much to give?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Beseder. Moscow 3.
Okay, Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Будто бы понятно, но практически я так и не понял, как я практически проверяю.
It's clear theoretically, but I didn't understand practically. How do I check that I'm...
You must reject all the pleasure that is before you from your ego and begin to relate to this pleasure as much as you can use it in order to bestow to the others, to bestow to the Creator. Otherwise, you wouldn't receive it at all. That's the work. And how much now you check that you can receive on the intent to bestow, then after that quantity you receive, and after you receive, it's considered as bestowal. Because you're receiving it that from to begin with, from the calculation to bestow to the giver and not to enjoy from him. All your pleasure is that you give, you're returning to the giver, to the host.
То есть это отталкивание, это отношение?
Meaning that this rejection is the attitude, the relationship?
This that I reject, I'm rejecting the reception of pleasure in me as pleasure. I want to use it the opposite way, in return, in giving. These are simple things that we use them even on a daily basis, though it remains an intention to receive by us. But let's say your bias, ego visits someone. How do you behave? You also have such relations.
Да, но я хочу понять, я способен, действительно я способен.
Yes, but I want to understand whether I'm capable to really, on my own, to reject. According to my request.
First of all, it comes from above. What do you mean? Other than the ego, will to receive, the small, egoistic, earthly from this world, you have nothing. Even a restriction upon pleasures of this world you can't do. You only can do a calculation. If I receive and enjoy, what will I get out of it? Am I going to get beat from it or not? All our calculations are below the will to receive.
So all of this force of reception needs to be, of reflection needs to be asked for.
We have no force to oppose pleasure. We don't have. PT 18.
Why does a Kabbalist refine his vessel of peh to the roots of the vessels?
Because that's what he needs to do in order to build a new vessel. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. The purpose of creation is to receive in order to bestow?
Yes.
So everything that's below the masach?
Because in this, the created being becomes similar to the creator to it truly reaches adhesion.
Everything that's below the screen is the fourth phase?
Yes.
So why is it divided to Toch and Sof?
All the three phases are in the Rosh of the Patsuf, the head of the Patsuf. Root 1, 2, 3. And
4 is already in the pay of the Parzuf. And below is already the will to receive that is divided to the part we call Toch and the part that doesn't receive that we call Sof.
No.
Above the screen is to bestow in order to bestow?
The tikkun?
No.
Is that the correction?
Above the screen, we only have the three phases that we calculate how much we can receive from the fourth phase.
Thank you.
PT17.
Can you somewhat make it tangible how, what are the roots of the vessels? They're vessels but don't receive actually?
They're vessels, but before decision. That's why they're in the head of the Parsuf. Only in thought, not action. PT29.
Good morning. The third stage in the diagram. Is that the essence, the in essence, the act of bestowal?
Yes.
Moscow 7.
Да, Раф, вот вся эта механика, ну вот то, что мы сейчас изучаем, ну она более-менее понятна.
This whole mechanism that we're learning now, we can more or less understand it, if we could say so. But if we look at it through a person, like the guest and the host, then we, it's clear. But what you said, that it's possible to perform an act of reflected light toward the whole ten, not to one person, is that...
We're going to talk about this afterwards. We can't talk about this now. It's just going to confuse everyone. Now we just want to accept this mechanics and just accept it as, receive it as principles.
We are in chapter 3. Chapter 3 explains... details the explanation of the four phases of the desire. Item 23, a detailed explanation of the four phases of the desire. 23, now there opens before us a way to understand our previous question about the order of the sefirot of straightness, in which the coarser is higher and more important. This is the opposite from common sense. According to common sense, the more refined vessel should clothe the higher and more important light, and the coarse vessel should clothe a lesser light. You can understand it from the aforementioned. But we should first elaborate on the meaning of the four phases in the desire, which are the vessels of the ten sefirot, which are called Chokhmah, Bina, Zeiranpin, which consists of six sefirot Chagat Nei and Malchut, and their root called Keter, which need an elaborate explanation. Again, we're going to read item 23 with the heading of a detailed explanation of the four phases of the desire. Now there opens before us a way to understand our previous question about the order of the sefirot of straightness, in which the coarser is higher and more important. This is opposite from common sense, because according to common sense, the more refined vessels should clothe the higher and more important light. And the coarser vessel should clothe a lesser light. You can understand it from the aforementioned, but we should first elaborate on the meaning of the four phases of the desire, which are the vessels of the ten sefirot, which are called Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and their root, which is called Keter. And they need an elaborate explanation.
Okay.
I see. Do you have questions about this, Latin 6? Do you have a question about this? Okay, go.
Gracias, Rav. La pregunta es.
Thank you, Rav. The question is.
Ante los amigos en la decena, lo que determina el arbut.
Whether annulment before friends in the ten is what defines the arvut, and whether arvut defines the power of the screen that can be towards the ten?
Yes, the intensity of the arvut defines the intensity of the screen. Correct.
All
right. Let's continue, Gilad.
So we're in item 24. Three discernments, the substance of the vessel, the force of restriction in the vessel, the screen in it. There are three fundamental discernments in these vessels. The first is the self of the substance of the vessel. The second is the force of restriction in her. Meaning the retirement from the great will to receive through its own independent choice and not because of the authority of the upper one. The third is the screen, meaning the departure from the great will to receive by the authority of the upper one. This is a compelled retirement, not a mindful one, and we will explain them one at a time.
He doesn't explain anything here, he just tells us about things that will come. Please, let's go on.
Item 25, the four degrees of the will to receive are the substance of the vessel. You already know that the substance of every vessel consists of four degrees of the will to receive, one below the other. The upper one is the reason and cause of the emergence of its lower one. The root is the cause for the emergence of the desire in phase one. Phase one is the cause for the emergence of the desire of phase two. Phase two is the cause for the emergence of the desire of phase three. And phase three is the cause of the emergence of the desire of phase four. This compelled sequence of cause and consequence has been already been thoroughly clarified in part one.
Ken. Ala.
Let's go on. This is still
item 26. There are two discernments in each phase. What it has from its superior and what it has from its own essence. We should note that there are two discernments in each phase of these four phases. The first is the amount of substance that came to it by its own cause. The second is the amount of substance in its essence, which is activated by the light that is clothed in it.
Meaning, there is some will to receive, and it's created, and then the upper light operates upon it, meaning by the upper light that is made greater, specific, unique, and such. In some manner that it changes. And there is some matter of the matter itself and what the light does with this matter. Yes?
It is known that the desire in a degree is called by the name of the malchut of that degree. Even where no recognition of a vessel is discerned, meaning in Ein Sof, we still denominate the desire there by the name Malchut of Ein Sof. Concerning he and his name are one. It is known that name is an appellation of Malchut, and his name is desire in Gematria, in the numerical value.
Tov.
Right. Thank you, Rav. Also, thank you all together about this lesson. Also, the first part was very moving. The question is like this. There are three discernments, the matter, the substance of the vessel, the restriction, and the screen. Is there a way in which the restriction takes place in a differentiated way from the screen, or from the moment it starts, it's together?
Not together. Restriction precedes the screen. The screen is already expansion of the action of the restriction. First you have will to receive. The will to receive needs to reveal that it's the receiver, that it's opposite from the creator, that this oppositeness builds in it all sorts of new calculations, that it doesn't want to be opposite, but it doesn't have a choice. This is its nature. So it decides it's going to simply stop receiving. To such an extent, he feels
מוכן להפסיק לקבל. זה הפעולת הצמצום. אחרי שהוא עושה את זה, ונפרד כאילו...
And after he performs this restriction, and seemingly separated from the Creator by the restriction, but on the other hand, he now becomes seemingly independent. And now he thinks, what can I now do? To remain under the restriction, it's not for the Creator, and not for me, and not for anyone... I am in this not fulfilling the desire of the Creator as well. So how can I, on the Creator side, even that I receive, on the intention to receive and enjoy, from the Creator side, it's also good. Just that he feels, the will to receive, that in this it is distant from the Creator. But this, that he will receive, even on the intention to receive and enjoy from it, yes? In this, in any case, he's fulfilling the desire of the Upper One, just in something, on the intention to receive, that there is a pleasure here that's very small and ends ultimately in death, because it is final, it doesn't develop. But receiving an intent to bestow, there it has infinite opportunity to develop. So the will to receive does calculations. And so it goes on to develop itself. From the fourth phase in infinity, that performs a restriction upon itself and decides, I don't want to receive anything. And then with the light before it, above it, it makes a calculation. So what can I do? For myself, I see already this is the opposite, meaning I'm separated from the emanator in reception and the intention to receive. So reception on the intention to bestow, how do I reach that? Then it makes calculations, and there becomes the order of the building of the Balsufim. That's what we learn.
The restriction is a decision that he doesn't want to receive, and also...
Yes, it doesn't want to receive for itself.
Yes, and he also doesn't receive in practicality, or is it just a decision?
No. The moment it decides, meaning it doesn't need anything more. Once it makes the decision, that is the action itself.
Because the situation can't be where he exists without pleasure.
Correct. Wait a minute. What do you want to say here? That it needs to receive from the restriction a greater pleasure than before the restriction?
He has to somewhat receive a pleasure, otherwise how can he exist? There's no lack in spirituality. He has to either receive in order to receive or receive in order to bestow.
So you're asking differently. You're asking, does it have pleasure from the restriction that is greater than from the receiving light beforehand?
Yes.
Directly. Beforehand, it received on the intent to receive. Now he decided that's not good. It makes a restriction, and then from the restriction has greater pleasure. So you're saying the restriction is not from this that it comes from this that it wants to resemble the upper one, to bestow to the Creator, like the Creator bestows to him. That then it feels shame, busha, and then it makes a restriction. You're saying no. He feels shame, maybe unpleasantness, but he's also making a calculation that if he receives it on the intent to bestow, he'll have greater pleasure from that. So his calculation is ultimately a greater calculation of reception, you're saying. That the calculations we have in bestowal is what obligates him to make a restriction?
Yes, can such a state be? It doesn't seem like it could be.
Not possible. That's entirely shells. And you're talking already about the worlds of the klipot, of the shells.
I'm asking about the restriction itself. If it's made of the decision not to receive, or does it exist also in a state that it doesn't receive in actuality?
In the meantime, it decides that it departs from all reception, because the reception it felt in fourth phase, the four phases of direct light, called Malchut of itself, of infinity. This decision that it made, the reception distances itself from the Creator, makes it opposite from the Creator. And the light that it received is actually the light that shows it just how much the Creator wants to give him and how much he thinks only of himself. And then the sensation of this gap between the state of Malchut of Ensof, of infinity, that is entirely full, but because the Creator wanted to give her, that she's entirely full, but because the created being wanted to receive, and they're both opposite in one another in this. And this oppositeness is felt in Malchut as shame, as oppositeness of form, difference between the Creator and the created being. That the Creator is entirely a bestower, and the created being is entirely a receiver. 100% bestower and 100% receiver. The created being then feels that this oppositeness of form, that it can't stand it. And in this it also feels how much the Creator doesn't enjoy from him enough, because he suffers and is unhappy with this state, and such he has no choice but to make a restriction. And that from this moment onwards already begins correction.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, can I add another little question on this? On the restriction?
Go ahead.
He tells us here that the restriction is kind of it's his very own choice and not because of the control of the upper. And when he moves to the third phase in the three discernments, he says that the matter of the screen is the force of the control of the upper, this transition between his own choice and the control of the upper. What is that in the process?
We did not learn this yet. It's maybe another lesson or two ahead of us that we'll get to that. The screen comes later on. Let's finish the matters here today about restriction. Челябинск, Омск.
Раз, скажите, пожалуйста, вот третий свет, да, первый Ор Яшар, Ор Хазер, а третий это тот свет, который мы получаем, когда.
The direct light and the reflected light and the third light is the light that we receive during the work in the group when we work in our Арвут with friends.
Шалош, это называется Ор Пними.
No, that's inner light. Three is called inner light, because it enters within our desires that are connected together and supporting together in mutual bestowal to the Creator.
Santiago.
El Rabash en varios de sus escritos nos dice que en este mundo material los placeres que
Rabash in parts of his writings writes that in the materialistic world the pleasures that we're about to receive are very small relative to the pleasures that are received in the spiritual worlds. If so, can we understand that we were already in the first restriction, meaning that this world is already under the restriction? Is that what he's trying to say, or?
This world doesn't belong to restriction at all. Restriction is already spirituality. We are in the imaginary world that it seems to us that it exists and that we exist in it only as a preparation for real, true states. The truth is, all of reality is in the spiritual world. We are in some state that is preceding spirituality, that it itself does not exist, but only to prepare us, the matter, to raise us to spirituality, that only there we exist, that in such a form now, this is not called existence. It's called below the degree of existence. Below the degree of existence. Simply, this reality is imaginary. It doesn't exist. It is, because it's entirely and they intend to receive, that is so small that it can exist like this because they intend to receive, because it's so small. But truly, if an intent to receive cannot exist. So we can feel this reality as such, so we can begin to rise above from it. I can't really explain it here because there's not enough words for it to be clear. But soon we'll reach the sensation of the upper world, and then we'll understand all the differences. We're getting closer. You also understanding from today's first lesson, first part of the lesson. We'll advance. Info. You want to say something? No?
Boer Masho.
Looks like something's burning there.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. We're very happy to tell all the friends about a special event that we'll have this coming Sunday. It will be a Kabbalistic virtual meal in place of the gathering of friends at 6:30 p.m. Israel time. Meaning 6:30 p.m. Israel time, we're meeting here on the Arvut system for a Kabbalistic meal, and we want this meal to be special. We want to do some reset to all the reshimot we have for meals and all the thoughts and desires and ideas, and to truly open it up to start with. What is a Kabbalistic meal? How do we create this atmosphere in the new conditions that we're in? So that we're all in this Arvut system behind cameras. How can we nevertheless create that special feeling that Kabbalists gather for a meal? This exalted event. So to do this, we want to do several things. First thing, we want to scrutinize together the whole matter of the meal on the Shabbat afternoon, the Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning lessons. So there will be time for the friends to talk about it, to ask, to raise questions, to scrutinize it, and open this topic all over again. That's one. Number two, we will hear from our friends here how we're going to work on this. We will have We're really asking as many friends as possible to think about this, and the social team here will lead this. The world social team will hear from Vlad in a second what we need, and we will summarize this. This is this coming Sunday. Vlad?
Yes, friends, I'm very excited also, looking for this meal, and our world social team will work on the content with Leo and the content team on this meal. So we would like to also invite all the friends around the world to send the ideas about this event, you know, how to conduct it, How should it be? What content should it be? So how to include everyone? Any ideas you have about this meal, please send to our usual email, you know already, so it's worldcli. And we will, of course, use it in our work. And so please email us and we will work on this meal together.
As עוד שני פרטים, אחד, זה סעודת מקובלים.
So a couple more details. One, it's a Kabbalistic feast, bread, olive oil, onion, and a beer. Very simple. The focus is on connection. Secondly, Rav will be in the meal with us, like we said. He will help us scrutinize all this preparation for the meal from Saturday and Sunday. We're really asking that friends will also think about this, make an effort to be in these lessons, to bring questions, and to help us open this topic, because really, we don't know how to do this thing called the Kabbalistic meal in this new format. And we really want it to succeed. We have an opportunity to do some kind of leap, a new degree here. So this coming Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Israel time, the meal, Saturday and Sunday, we will scrutinize this in the lessons and all the questions and scrutinies to boardworldclee@gmail.com. Thank you, friends. We will see you there. And we will conclude.